There he is, Garth Brooks. Froggy 104, he's going to call any second, right? And if you need a reminder of what happened to Garth last night, here was the big moment from the CMA Awards.
And the CMA Award for Entertainer of the Year goes to Garth Brooks!
Getting this presented to me by the entertainer of a lifetime. I thank you. To all of us, Miranda said it best. Little Big Town said it best. We're family. You guys down here on the front row, we can agree about one thing. Let's all raise and toast everybody on the road to the most important people on the road. That's that band and crew that takes us everywhere all the time right there. I love those guys. And then I was talking to Kelsey backstage about how we get to do this for a living. The most important thing, man, other than God himself, are you, the people that allow us to get to be in the greatest music ever, country music, man. I love you guys. We're a family. Miss Yearwood, I am yours forever.
Right, so happy when he won that last night. Cool, yeah. He's going to call any second. We're talking about the show in Nashville. That's coming up December 16th. Tickets on sale tomorrow. Froggy, hey.
Good morning, it's Garth.
Oh, it's good Garth morning. Again. How are you?
I am doing good, man. You thought you guys were rid of me, didn't you?
Well, you know, we love it, though. It's like, when there's a show, he's going to call. We're glad to have you back.
I'm not calling for the show. I'm calling because it's somebody's birthday.
What? Are you kidding me?
And you're are welcome.
You? No.
Oh, my gosh. This is so cool. Man.
They're telling me that it's Jared's birthday.
Yeah, yeah. Big 4-0 today.
No, really?
Yeah, the big 4-0. Let me tell you this, Garth. I'll take it a step further. I'm 40 today, and any day I'll have a newborn in the house, too. My wife's expecting, like, any day now.
Oh, now, do you already have babies?
I have three boys. This will be our fourth boy.
Oh, are you kidding me? Yeah. That is awesome.
Listen, I'll tell you this real quick, because Tadpole also is expecting twins. And last night, both of our wives were having contractions. We were like, listen, you are not going to ruin this Garth thing for us at all, okay?
I'm going to talk to Garth in the morning.
You need to hold off now, on this.
Now, sweet, now, Tadpole, do you have children yet?
I have one youngin'. She is almost six.
That's awesome. And twins, I wouldn't even know what to do with twins. But congratulations. Nothing but health to both of you. That's all that matters. And awesome, man. But, yeah, man, it's calling to say happy birthday, calling to say thank you for everything, all the way from the current single to the Entertainer of the Year last night. I can't thank you guys enough for all the help.
Oh, we appreciate it. That's so sweet. Well, let's talk about the show real quick. You're back in Nashville in December.
Yeah, man, it's cool. You know, the tour was originally supposed to be about a year, year and a half. And because people have shown up the way they are now, we just eclipsed 3 years out here, and we're bringing it home. I'm so happy and so proud to turn the corner and see the beacon at the end of the journey is the home of country music right here in Nashville. This is going to be epic for me to end it all right here.
Yeah, the tickets go on sale tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock. So we're pumped about the show. Aside from that, yeah, what'd you do last night? Anything special?
Guys, my new nickname, they're just calling me Six Pack. I love it. This is awesome, and it's so sweet. And I got to tell you, Miss Reba, when she walked out there, I'm going, well, hell, there's an entertainer right there. They picked the perfect person to give this away. But I looked at my wife right before she said my name. I said, I just don't feel it this year. And when she said Garth Brooks, I just about, I peed a little, to tell you the truth. It was awesome.
When you think about your career, I mean, your first release was 89, right?
89, yeah.
So, and here you are, 2017. We're 30 years later, and you've got a hit on the radio now. You just won again last night, 2 years in a row. I mean, that's an amazing span.
Guys, this has been an unbelievable run. First of all, the greatest gift I ever received in my life was from you guys and God, just getting to go home and raise your babies, never missing a day with them, all that. And then the biggest mistake you guys ever made was letting me back in. We're having the time of our life, and now you're going to have to throw us out, because this is how you spend your career right here, man. Just, I can't thank you enough.
We watched the awards last night, and you can speak to this. It seemed like the feeling in the room all night, just the emotions, and you just felt the love when you watched it on TV.
Yeah, man, that's it. I mean, because country music's always a family. And I'm going to tell you guys, every year is a year. It just is. Just some are more trying than others, and some are more challenging, and some you have to pull together harder. This last year was one of those years for country music, especially with Vegas. And the way they responded last night, from the opening song, Hold My Hand, and from there all the way to a little Miranda speech, a little Big Town speech, the Tyler Perry piece.
Yes.
Was phenomenal. Mm. And just so I was proud to be part of that, always for music, but really proud for just the pulling together that you got to see last night.
You mentioned your lovely wife. I just have to say, man, she was stunning last night. Yes. When she presented.
She was stunning, and I don't even know how to say this on radio, but she brought the girls out last night. I was like, oh my gosh. I looked at her and said, honey, that dress is not covering everything up, and you look phenomenal.
So many great moments. I think one of the things that I loved when I saw you on camera, you might not even know this, because I doubt you watched it back last night, but when Alan Jackson was on stage, the camera went to you, and your look was one of just pride, and it looked like, I don't know, you just had this look on your face, like you were just so proud to be in that moment with him on stage.
Guys, I don't know if it's old school or what, but I just felt like it was the 90s again. And I got to tell you, Alan's thing was great. And if you ever go to his concert, that's one of the highlights of his show. But the thing last night that I would love all of country music to focus in on was the fact that Miranda Lambert, now she's one of two or three females that they're playing on country. We don't have enough females. She's one of them. And you would think that's a coveted spot. You don't want to lose it, so play it safe. She didn't play it safe. She came out with that steel guitar. She played stone country, traditional country. This woman's holding the beacon, and we all need to follow her, man. That was an unbelievable performance by her last night.
One of the key performances for my night, though, was watching you on the stage. I've been a fan of yours for years, but your performance was an essential Garth performance because you shared the spotlight with Mitch, who wrote the song.
Yeah, man, this is one of the greatest stories this town's ever seen. Just a kid that drove here from East Tennessee, probably slept in his car. He doesn't have anything. Had nothing but a dream. And this is the first song he's ever recorded. It turns into a single, and now you guys are making it what it is, which is crazy. And so he's playing that opening guitar lick on the record itself. So we just invited him, hey, man, come play with the band on the CMAs. He couldn't believe that. And then when he showed up and saw one mic, I told him, get on YouTube, find Buck Owens and Don Rich. And the way that they did all their stuff on one mic, me and you, big man, tonight. He was so scared. You guys would love it. And we kept wrapping him up all night. Just, hey, man, don't blow it. Be cool. And he was phenomenal. Couldn't happen to a better guy.
That's awesome.
Garth Brooks, we have a couple of minutes left. I want to ask you this because I've read in the past and just I followed your career, obviously, throughout my life. You had so many near misses. Right, I don't think people know the stories behind songs like "The Dance" and you know "Friends in Low Places."
You're exactly on it. Just the fact that those things happened were miracles, and how much closer they came to not happening than happening is crazy. And that's just kind of been my whole life. You know, my mom always said this saying: "God takes care of fools and little children." Well, I'm one of those guys. You know? And just the near misses of the best things of my life. Nearly not happening is scary when you put them all together. And I guess what you're doing is you're referring to the anthology, and this thing is just packed with stories like that, and the just songs like "The Dance," songs like "Friends in Low Places." These all came within inches of not happening in my life.
It's unreal.
Well, I want to thank you for the anthology. Because last night, watching the CMAs, we saw the commercial, and my wife immediately looked at me, and she said, so I guess that's on your Christmas list, right? So I want to thank you for at least supplying at least one item on my Christmas list for the last several years.
Yeah.
You know what, man? This is. I don't even know how to explain the anthology, because I got to write my part of it, but I didn't write. A guy named Warren Zanes wrote everybody else's part of it that did all the interviews. So I got to learn an amazing amount of stuff. I had no idea about those first five records, because now all the guys that played on it, wrote it, produced it, engineered it, everything, are all stepping up to the mic and telling what went on that first 5 years. So this was a cool learning experience for me.
We are thrilled you're back in Nashville again, December 16th. Tickets on sale tomorrow. Ticketmaster.com/Garth Brooks. And again, we say it every time. We love you, man. We are just so proud to be part of this journey with you. And thank you for your time. And thank you for the birthday wish, too. That was really cool.
Oh, man, this is a great birthday party. And nothing but health to your child. Tadpole, they might be running me up a flagpole, but I'm so touched that you decided to name your twins Garth and Brooke. It just kills me, man. Thank you.
Yeah. Wait, you say that in jest. My first daughter's name is Brooke. So.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, okay.
So good. Well, again, best of luck. And congratulations again on last night. It was so great to see. Like, I literally jumped out of the recliner like, yes, when you won. So, yeah.
Oh, thank you, guys, man. I can't thank you enough for everything. I love you guys. Have the best Thanksgiving, okay?
Thank you, Garth. You too.